Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
From a business perspective, it's a big week ahead for a lot of people in a lot of places. Closest to home will be the visit by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. It's a working visit, but as agricultural economist Wandile Sikhlobo writes in a piece for News 24, there is scope for a conversation with the Ukrainians about wheat. Put simply, they export a lot of wheat and we import a lot, so there's maybe room for a deal. Further afield, the focus is on Washington and the latest attack by Donald Trump on U.S. Fed Chair Jay Powell. Trump rocked the markets as we went into the long weekend, demanding Powell cut interest rates and saying he's thinking about firing him. It's not clear if Trump has that power, but his post on social media was enough to put the U.S. dollar onto the back foot, and now there's open speculation about whether the dollar can continue as the world's reserve currency. And Trump doubled down on his anti-Powell remarks again over the weekend, sparking a major sell-off of U.S. assets yesterday. The dollar trading this morning at 1.15 to the euro, a three-year low, while on Wall Street, the Dow, the S&P 500, the Nasdaq, all down around 2.5%. The Wall Street Journal notes this morning that the Dow is heading for its worst April since the Great Depression, and yields on U.S. Treasuries also continue to rise. And staying in Washington, where the semi-annual meetings of the IMF and World Bank get underway today. If you're there and you're not American, you're thinking about who you need to meet or talk to cut some kind of trade deal, any deal, to avoid Trump's swinging tariffs. Yes, we know the tariffs are on hold for the next few weeks, but clearly the US president is using the threat as a way of pressurizing trading partners into negotiations. And the Financial Times in London makes the point, by picking a fight with China, Trump has made the strategic error of cutting off trade with a key source of inputs for the US economy. No JSE or London yesterday, closed for the holiday. Far Eastern markets are back this morning. Tokyo just beneath flat, Hong Kong down 0.3%, Sydney down 0.2%. The Rand, a tiny touch firmer, 18.65 to the dollar, 21.52 to the euro, 25.01 to sterling. And gold was also up on Trump's threat to oust Powell, 3,490. Platinum at 974, Bitcoin just under 88,000, and Brent crude oil down to just over $66.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.